Boat Exits, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Kevin Van Buren owns North Cascades Fly Fishing in Washington, and he owned up to an oops moment regarding getting out of a small boat and gives us a lesson at the end of the story.
One gentleman remembers coming up there with his dad. He has memories for over 50 years, so it's really neat for him to come back. Well, he has Parkinson's now, so he's in my boat, and we decide we're going to come to shore, go to the bathroom. So we beach the boat. We are in 11 inches of water, and he's sitting up on two cushions in this aluminum boat because he's got long legs, and I want him to be comfortable, and he's slightly on the edge of one of the cushions, and I didn't realize that. And I think his balance with his Parkinson's wasn't perfect. And I said, hey, I'm going to hop out of the boat here real quick. And I hopped out, and I didn't even realize after I was unweighting my weight that he had shifted off of his cushion until I saw the boat just flying up 90 degrees. And I quick caught the boat, and we both laughed. We couldn't believe that much water got in the boat while we were sitting. We were beached on the shore. One, the boat should be stopped. So obviously, if you're on a beach, it should be on the beach. Stopped, and one person out of a boat at a time, and everybody in the boat should know when everyone else is moving. One of the worst mistakes people make is one guy gets out of the boat, and he decides he's going to be helpful. So he leans over, he's not watching anyone else, and he's going to grab the boat, and he's going to yank it up on the beach. Only the other two guys in the boat have now stood up. They're totally erect, they're not balanced, and the guy gives the boat a yank, and the next thing you see is the two people go out the back end of the boat.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.